Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your lazy couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is June 11th, 2012.
And this is episode 64. Thanks for joining us.
And thank you to me for getting the episode number right this time.
Right. We didn't skip a show. We didn't miss a show. Last show, we said there was episode 62. And it was actually episode 64. And so we kind of light speed ahead
a
little bit.
That was all my fault.
We kind of light speed ahead a little bit, and we're on episode 64. So, thanks for joining us. For you all out there, just to kind of recap, I am Jay Valentine. That's my wife, Renee Valentine.
Hello.
And we want to say thank you for joining us.
Yep,
so we may have some new listeners. You never know.
We might.
And you know, just thought it'd be kind of cool.
And it's always good to say hi to the people that are already listening.
It is. It is very nice to say hi to everyone. So we want to say hi. We want to say hi to everyone out in the chat room. We want to say hi to you all, and thanks for joining us live, which you can join us live every Monday between the hours of 6 and 6:30 is kind of when we start to go live. And that's at twitch.tv/ValentineCast.
Yep.
So, and also if you can't, you know, catch it, you know, live and you want to watch our pretty faces as we're recording, you can catch that at youtube.com/ValentineCast as well. So, not going to hold it up. We're going to go ahead and jump right into a little weekend wrap up. Are you shaking your head already before?
I'm shaking my head because we didn't do anything.
Oh, that's one of the reasons why we're the lazy couple. This weekend, we didn't, do a whole lot this weekend. I'm not we as didn't. Far as.
I didn't even take a nap, so I don't even know what my time has been doing. Civ 5 a little bit.
Well, I did motor yarn.
You did?
I got my hair cut.
Yeah. See, so I'm the lazy one.
So, what?
Jay's not lazy.
If you're lazy, I'm lazy with you, babe.
No, that's not how it works.
So, I mowed a lawn. I got my hair cut. I'm on call, so I had to do a little work for on call. And, and that was one of the reasons why we didn't do a whole lot. Oh, and we went over to your folks' house on Saturday to celebrate, early celebration of my birthday and early celebration of Father's Day, because a lot of people are going to be out of town during Father's Day.
So how was your celebration?
Celebration was great. I got some fat loot. Let's see. I got a bottle opener in the shape of Thor's hammer that I am showing the chat room, and it is awesome. It on one side it says, "Whoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor." And apparently the power of Thor allows you to open beer bottles. Yes.
Whoever knew that Thor was so powerful.
I know. And I got a letter opener, because Renee knows that I love letter openers. And it's just not any letter opener. It is Conan's sword that is a letter opener. And it is amazing.
Does it say Conan's sword on there?
Well, the Conan's sword. And actually someone else got this for their loved one for their birthday, and they said it was a Conan sword, and they love it as well.
It is a Conan sword.
I got nested ninja dolls that are freaking amazing, and they're all nested in there, and each nested doll has a different weapon. Like, one has samurai sword, one has star nunchucks, one has dual samurai swords. It is freaking amazing. That the loot that I got, and I got, you know, gift cards and a lot of love.
A t-shirt.
I got a gamer t-shirt.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun giving gifts, because everything I got him, it was not on his list. So everything was a surprise.
So next year, what I'm going to do, I'm not going to put stuff I want on my list. I'm going to try to figure this out.
You're going to try to figure out stuff you want?
Yeah, and I'm not going to put it on my list so that you'll get it. Is that how it works?
No. I just try something new this year.
Nah, that is perfectly fine. That is perfectly fine. And I want to say thank you to our family and also to you for doing such a great job and making birthday and Father's Day awesome. So it was a good time that we all had. So other things that we did this weekend were...
We saw Prometheus.
Yeah, we saw Prometheus.
What else did we do this weekend? Watch TV?
Watch TV. Watch TV.
Yeah. I made you You're watch. Really low. How am I low?
Oh, you were like, watch TV.
Well, because I was trying to think. I made Jay finish watching the rest of the America's Next Top Models.
No, you didn't make me finish watching it. I said push through it.
I'm glad that stupid Laura didn't win.
Oh, spoiler.
What? But anyway, no one likes her, so they'll be happy I spoiled it.
Right.
And we watched a few movies.
What if Strumpet listens? Strumpet may not know.
It was on about a month and a half ago.
No, that was like June. Like last week.
It was not last week.
It was last week.
It was not last week.
Babe, I am telling you, it was last week. It was like June 6th is when the final came on.
America's Next Top Model finale. I'm going to see what it says.
I am looking on
May 31st.
That's 2 weeks ago.
No, you said June 6th, though.
Well, I thought one of them was June 6th.
Maybe that's just 2 weeks.
And maybe that was the highlight. So, yeah.
You should just let me look.
Freaking side reel. I got by the advertisement.
I know. see, if you just let me look, it would have been all good.
I know. That's what I get for not muting. That's odd. I thought I muted my Chrome as well.
So, yeah. So, we watched TV, and I'm probably going to watch more Switch to Birth this week because I really like that show. I want to know what's going to happen.
All right. Oh, cool.
And there was a ton of other laziness.
Yep. So, we'll get, get everything else off the DVR before we leave.
Yes. For sure. You have to.
Oh, yeah. And with that, we're going to get into a little bit of tech.
Technology.
So today was the start of Apple's WWDC, which is their
Worldwide Developer Conference.
Worldwide Developer Conference, and they made some announcements. You know, they talked about Mountain Lion, they talked about iOS 6, they introduced the new MacBook Pro,
MacBook Air,
and a new MacBook Air, and a super illustrious MacBook Pro that is like 21. You know, $2,200 minus the dollar on flights and everything else. But that particular MacBook has Retina display. So they did announce that. There was no iPhone.
Well, none of the people that were talking about it expected an iPhone.
Right. It would have been, it's for the people like me that would really have loved to hear.
I would have loved to hear.
An Apple announcement about the phone.
Yeah, but I guess I'm glad they didn't announce it because I don't have the money to get it right now.
Right.
So it's cool. So people are thinking they're going to be talking about it in October.
Yeah, it'd be like October, September. I think September is when they do their other event where they, make announcements and everything else. So they're probably going to push, to the iPhone to that one. So people like us that got the iPhone 4. Prior, very beginning. So we'll be like 2 years.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, we'll have our discount. Well,
yeah. Yeah. So.
Because we get in the summer.
Yeah. So yeah, it was two birthdays ago, right?
Yep.
Yep. It was my birthday when we got it. So.
So I fully expect to get the iPhone 5.
Yep.
And let's see. They talked about the OS and they also talked about iOS. The OS stuff. I didn't really care as much about it.
Right.
We don't have a Mac, so I was like, meh.
Yeah, and I was surprised they didn't announce a Mac Mini as well.
Like a new Mac Mini?
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess they can't make it that much smaller, can they?
Well, no. I mean, they didn't use the Ivy Bridge, the new technology. Mm-hmm. You know, there was...
They talked about Ivy Bridge.
Yeah, but it's in the new MacBook Air, the MacBook Pro.
Right.
And a lot of people are thinking that they're going to do the same thing with the MacBook Mini. And, you know, I was kind of... That's one thing I was telling your dad about. I mean, unless they're going to move that to September as well. I mean, because it's been over a year since, you know, a new MacBook Mini came out.
Right. And then he talked about iOS.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff about iOS. They're changing things there. Siri is more responsive and
You can ask them more stuff like stuff. So they made a deal with NBA and NASCAR and stuff like that, so you know you can ask Siri what's the Phoenix Hornets game, what's the score, and she'll be able to pull that.
It'd be nice if she got detailed about everything, not just NBA stuff.
And I think that's where it comes into them making a deal. Because, I mean, that's money that, you're not going to the NBA site, you're not going to the ESPN site, so that's probably what that's about and everything.
Right. And then they also talked about maps. People have been waiting for the maps feature.
Right.
Were you impressed by it?
Yeah, I was. And I think it's kind of funny that, they're putting their own maps in there. Well, not funny, but, it's smart. I mean, they're trying to... in a way, kick Google out of their OS a little bit, And so they're doing their whole map thing. And you even said, are we going to start seeing, Apple cars driving around with cameras on top of them?
I can totally see that happening.
Yeah.
They also talked about something called the Passbook.
Yeah. Passbook, which is
called Passbook.
Was that me? I muted that. With Passbook, they'll be able to, put in their loyalty cards, tickets for Fandango, all those things will show up in this pass card, and you can just have that so that they can scan your phone to get your, loyalty card or anything else. So.
Yeah, so that's exciting to start. Using that, if it's really nice, you can hold all your information right there at the, at the tip of your fingers instead of having to search through a whole bunch of stuff. So that was exciting. So that was the WWDC. We watched it live on Twit TV, and there are a lot of live blogs going on.
Right.
Somebody was even streaming the whole thing, which they weren't supposed to.
Right.
They didn't get caught. So everybody got to see it who wasn't actually there.
Yeah, if you were watching it from on Twit, live Twit, kind of hear Leo talking over everything.
Yeah, but they didn't like that part. Leo kept talking over all the important stuff.
It's like, and then he'd be like, "What'd they say?" It's like, dude, be quiet. You would hear, but it's whatever. But I thank them for putting that up, though. So, it saved me from going to maybe a questionable site or whatever.
Right.
But with that, let's get into some media.
Media.
Of course, we didn't watch our movies that we wrote for. So the two movies
we were doing so good at the beginning. Now we do really bad.
Well, but we're watching other stuff as well.
Yeah.
So it's not like we didn't watch anything not to talk about, with movies and whatnot.
We did watch three movies.
We did.
So we didn't watch Winner's Bone of the people I've slept with. So right. Put those back in.
So I think, someone has said, why don't we just, it was Strumpet.
We just watch what we want to watch.
She said, why do you have bad movies in there?
Because it gives it the element of danger.
Right. And then we get black. But lately when we get bad movies, kind of like, meh,
So are you saying you want to stop?
No. I mean, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that I don't know what I'm saying.
I have to be more naggy. To watch these movies, I guess.
Well, I mean, we were going to watch Winter's Bone, but we didn't feel like being depressed.
Yeah, it's a depressing movie.
We didn't feel like watching the people I slept with before because it was just, sounded dumb.
Okay. So, looks like we have, that would be 2:11. So, that would be, no. Sorry, 111. What?
111?
Yeah.
So 111 is set up.
Who's that, in that?
That movie has 50 Cent, Bruce Willis, A Dime in High School is horribly wrong, and a group of friends who sought to make a fortune must instead fight for their very survival.
I'm gonna watch that one.
I'm gonna watch that
horrible 50 Cent is.
I think you put that one in there.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't remember putting that one in there. It came out in 2011 too.
That's 18. So what's the first one on there?
The first non-movie?
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Brokeback Mountain.
Yay! I've never seen it.
I never seen it either.
We should watch it.
Yeah.
See, it might be really good though.
Yeah. I mean, people won awards for it.
It's a good romance.
People.
Why'd you say it so like meh?
I don't feel like watching Brokeback Mountain.
Why?
I just don't feel like watching Brokeback Mountain. It's too much drama.
Drama in there. Well, we aren't watching drama now, so maybe you'll feel like drama later.
Okay.
We'll watch drama-filled Brokeback Mountain.
Well, that's cool. Well, I'm glad we all watched
it. Because I've been wanting to watch that.
That's actually fine. So, speaking of Netflix, there's a new website called QUP.TV. And basically what it does, it will daily, immediately, or weekly email you a digest of new shows that are added to the Netflix queue. And we signed up for it, and it's been pretty cool. I mean, we get an email every day saying what's, you know, recently been added and everything else, like, you know, Conquest, like Thor. Thor was added to the Netflix queue, so if you haven't seen Thor, now's a great time to go watch Thor. And I'm gonna say Thor one more time because
Thor.
It just seemed pretty cool. And you know, Pretty Little Liars is a TV show that was recently added on. I'm not sure what that's about. But anyway, just let you know, that's QUP.TV. So check it out. I mean, it's pretty nifty.
And we actually watched a documentary about Bernie Mac.
Yep. And the name of it is I Ain't Scared of You. You know, it kind of takes back to when Bernie Mac finally made it big. It was like one of his first big shows that he did in New York. Right after, or was it the HBO?
It
was Def Comedy Jams.
And man, I told Jay the story when I was in high school. I wasn't supposed to be watching Def Comedy Jam because it was really raunchy. But everybody at school was going to talk about it the next day. So I always try to watch it.
Right.
My parents would be upstairs asleep because it came on like at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And I would like stay up and I would watch it, and I would like turn the sound like almost all the way down, and I would lean up really close to the TV, mm-hmm. and that's how I would watch Def Comedy Jam.
So how did you watch it and not laugh?
I'm not really a laugh out loud kind of person.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I've never been that way. I love The Cosby Show, but I never really laughed out loud at it.
Right. So that reminds me of Donald Glover. You know, he used to record Def Comedy Jams mm-hmm. with the radio, and then he would listen to them, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, his folks didn't know that he was doing that. Kind of the same situation.
I got caught one time.
And how'd that go?
It didn't go very well.
Who
told you to listen to that Def Comedy Jam? It was my dad.
Oh, okay, of course. And you know, he probably laid the hammer down.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
because you know he was harder on you than anybody else.
Yeah. But Bernie Mac is really funny. Even if I don't laugh out loud at his stuff, I think he's really funny. And it's nice to hear. Like, he's the kind of comic that tells a story.
Yeah, it's almost like Bill Cosby, but cursing.
Yeah. So, I liked it a lot. The documentary, I think, was made by his daughter.
Yep, it was.
And it featured a lot of people who had worked with him. Mm-hmm. Cameron Diaz, Chris Rock, and like a lot of people he worked with through his movies and his fellow comics and everything. So, it's a really good movie. You should check it out. He's a very, like, he's not the kind of person you probably think he is. He's very down to earth and he's humble.
Oh yeah, humble, and he loves his wife and mm-hmm. and everything else. So, and he's an awesome father, you know. So check it out. It's on Netflix. The name of it is I Ain't Scared of You. then this past week, Renee mentioned on Twitter that she never seen The Princess Bride. And Twitter erupted with gasp. We almost died because all the gas sucked all the oxygen out of the earth. So they were like, you must watch, you know, Princess Bride, yada, 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 you know. And so we had, you know, we looked on Netflix, we looked on Amazon, we looked high and low for a version that we didn't have to pay for.
Couldn't find it.
And we were told that it was on HBO Go, but even though Insight was bought by Time Warner, it's not fully Time Warner yet, so we didn't have a Time Warner account. So we couldn't use HBO Go. So we had to walk a little bit on the shady side of the internet and pick it up, you know, and you got to watch it. So for your first time, what were your thoughts?
First time, my thoughts, it was okay. It wasn't great. Right. It wasn't bad. Right. And even somebody agreed with me, said a lot of it is nostalgia. So if I watched it back in 87, I probably think it was the best movie ever.
I mean, like Breaking Two Electric Boogaloo. You know,
I like that movie, but it's nostalgia.
And it's nostalgia. So there comes a point when you have to think, okay, this is nostalgia that is talking, that is making me like this, and that's fine. And that's why sometimes you won't see me go back and watch some movies. Like, I won't, even though G.I. Joe and Transformers are on Netflix, I won't go back and watch them because.
Do you think it'll ruin it?
I'm afraid that it will ruin it, but it may not. But I don't want to chance it, so I just leave it alone. I mean, I enjoyed it and everything, and I still love it. So I don't want to go back and watch it. And it kind of did it with Voltron. I messed up when I watched Voltron. I loved the Voltron cartoons when I was young. Mm-hmm. And I started watching them on Netflix, and I was like, really? This is the third episode? They really haven't got to the point where they form a robot yet?
You totally forgot. Really? It takes that long?
I don't think it was that long, but it felt like it. You know, but... You know, regardless, I mean, I still nostalgically, I still like it, you know, but I kind of ruined it for me a little bit.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. So, yeah, it's cool. So.
And then yesterday morning on Sunday, we caught an early viewing of Prometheus.
Quote unquote early.
Well, yeah, but it was the first
1 o'clock.
It was the first showing. Well, it was the first matinee, so it was the early.
Yeah, they got the early bird price,
right?
For $5.50.
They said it was early.
Early show.
And I mowed a yard before I went. But we went to see Prometheus, and I thought about it a little bit and everything, and I still kind of feel the same way about, you know, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It wasn't like...
It was a good movie, but it wasn't great. Right. I thought it was... I enjoyed myself at it.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't expecting a huge breaking sci-fi that everybody's gonna love. I wasn't expecting that. Yep. And I think some people were, and that was the problem.
Yeah.
They were thinking, this is going to be like Aliens, but with better graphics.
Even with Aliens, it's still nostalgia. With Aliens, talk about... nostalgia.
Yeah, because I saw Aliens for the first time recently, and it was okay. It wasn't great.
Right.
It was okay. See?
So, like Bryce, you know, my friend Bryce, you know, his dad took him at age 6 to see Aliens at the movie theater. And he was like, I had nightmares 6? For... Yeah. He said, I had nightmares for weeks. But he loves the Alien franchise because, you know, that's his memories of his dad, everything else, and he just loves the Aliens franchise. Now, he said when I saw Prometheus, he was like, I really liked it, but then the more I thought about it, I didn't like it, you know, but he's still going to buy the collector's Blu-ray.
Because he's a big Aliens
exactly.
fan.
Exactly. And then the link that you shared with me, that talked about some of Prometheus and stuff like that. I shared with him, and he was like, oh, okay, that, you know, I see that makes sense now, but it's still stupid.
It makes sense, but keep in mind this is one person's theory, of course.
But
none of that might be true, but it makes sense.
But some of
the
stuff that he did say, Ridley Scott,
he came out and said
as well. But there was that, and then also there we were watching something viral the viral stuff for Prometheus, mm-hmm. where Peter Whalen, you know,
he was giving a TED talk in 2023,
you know, and stuff like that. And then there was a whole history timeline of he cured cancer in 2015. And, you know, it's just, you know, the whole viral thing cracks me up sometimes with some of these movies.
I think the marketing people think that people are going to be all over it. Like, it's going to be the best thing. And I don't know.
Well, some of that viral stuff works for some. Some of it doesn't. I mean, it's just, to me, it's a little irritating. But Bryce had a point. He was like, he hopes that viral stuff, which was done very well. Because there was one where Shaw was talking. She was submitting a letter, a video letter to Whalen saying, help me do it with this thing. And that while it had, you know, one picture of her here and then another picture of her here. And it was like they were running an analysis on her. And then there was one point where you saw Sigourney Weaver at the bottom.
Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was pretty, I mean, and then, like, it was just really cool, a little bit. You know, I have to show it to you. But, I mean, it's just stuff like that, and then, like, the South African lady, the blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Charlize Theron. Which, you know, if she become American, she'd be an African-American.
Yeah, this is true. She would be.
So if she's an African-American...
She'd be a South African-American.
She'd be a South African-American. So does that mean if she got with a black guy, would they be an interracial couple?
Yes.
Why?
Because she's South African-American.
But she's African-American.
That's her nation. Okay, South Africa's her nationality.
Right.
And white is her race.
Caucasian.
You can do it either way.
Be respectful.
But African Americans are actually listeners. A race.
It's Caucasian.
African Americans a race.
Okay.
Sorry, Jay. The rules don't fit in a nice little box like you like.
Well, she smokes anyway.
Yeah, no, she does smoke.
No offense to any smokers out there.
She actually found it hard to do some of the stunts.
I know.
Because she's a smoker.
And the boots were heavy. That's why she couldn't run away. Well, okay, yeah, whoop, that was close. I almost spoiled it.
See, I just said she had a hard time doing stunts. You took it all crazy.
No, I almost said, you know, yeah, I'm going to shut up now. And then I want to welcome back, do you have anything else with Prometheus? You can go ahead and talk a little bit more.
Give it a chance. It's worth, especially if you can get it at a matinee price, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
The 3D is never worth it.
Keep
that in mind.
And they say that he's doing two more movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing two more movies, so this is his episode one, which, you know, it was better than Star Wars episode one. I agree. I would say I agree with myself. And also, we want to welcome back WDRB, Time
welcome
Warner.
Welcome back. I'm glad you all kids decided to work stuff out.
I know, man. They had to get, you know, the mayor involved and the lieutenant governor.
Mayor and them, they gave them a timeout and said, y'all better work this out.
Because the people want you all to be on TV. So they came back late Wednesday night. We missed So You Think You Can Dance recording on our DVR, but we'll get it here this week. We had again trials, so, you know, take a walk on the dark side of the internet to take a look at that. So I just want to say I love Plex Media Server and Plex Media Software that runs
Plex
on my Roku.
Is pretty good. I don't know much about Plex, but I do like it.
But it allows us to proxy my computer to play movies that may come from somewhere else. I know I have PlayOn for that as well, but sometimes PlayOn is always have to update. Always. And this, you can just plug it right in. And then last night was the Madman finale. Thoughts?
Madman finale, I liked it. There was nothing earth shattering. That's not a spoiler. No,
it was meh.
There was nothing. No, it was meh. I liked it.
Compared to last week, it was meh.
I like Mad Men because it's a period drama and the costumes are amazing. Right. And so I have a soft spot for Mad Men. Even if an episode might not be as good as other episodes, I still like it a lot. So.
Oh yeah, I mean the acting's great, and we watched last week Mad Men's Actor Studio.
Right.
And it's awesome to know that they don't rehearse.
No, they don't rehearse this at all, which was so interesting.
They don't rehearse, and it's like if you don't come, if you come and you're not prepared, you can be replaced, and they take it serious, and they come in and they, you know, they do the shoot and they're out. I mean, it's almost like us, you know.
They're very talented.
Podcasting here, you know. You know, we're recording live and there's no editing afterwards, you know, aside from noise removal and everything else. So we're Mad Men quality podcasters, babe.
Apparently we are.
And even though I mess up and sometimes you hear a beep from the Twitter or I forget to mute my web browser and go to a site to prove you wrong. And get an audio commercial. But, so that was Mad Men finale. Veep finale was last night as well.
We are behind on Veep. We're
behind.
We're getting there.
Yep, we're behind on Veep, but it is time to cancel the HBO.
You should do that today.
I probably will. And, that's it for media. We kind of just posing on through that. Like we were dancing the sexy dance.
Slow jam.
And with that, let's get to some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right.
This is perfect because I'm hungry, so it's perfect to talk about.
All right. So
I'm hungry, so we're going to talk about food.
So there were two recipes that you made this past week. They were
one
amazing.
Good, one bad. One good, one bad.
One okay, one awesome.
Yeah, and okay one does not make it in the rotation. Okay, right. Recipes have no place in my rotation. The okay one was skillet herb chicken with mustard. I don't know if it was too many herbs or too much mustard or it was.
I blame white wine.
There was white wine in it, but the white wine cooks out. You might not like the flavor of the white wine, I guess.
Yeah.
So skillet herb chicken with mustard, and plus I'm supposed to have honey in it, but I didn't have any honey.
I ate it.
You ate? No.
I ate the honey.
You know you didn't eat all the honey.
I ate the honey and I ate your chicken.
Anyway. So, I'm not even going to talk about that much because it wasn't very great. But
right. So
I made chicken and bean burrito.
So, are you
going to
share that recipe with everybody?
No. It wasn't good. Chicken and bean burrito verde. This one was good and healthy.
Yes, it was. And what were the beans again?
Northern beans.
Okay. Northern, I like that.
It had northern bean puree and shredded chicken. And it had jalapenos, and
it's like,
it was really
can
good.
I have northern beans on a bean burrito?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, have that. Have the whole bean?
No.
Oh, just the puree.
Puree is awesome.
Yep, it was good.
Yep.
So I made that, and I didn't make it with corn cake. Did you notice? I'm trying to do corn cake only.
Okay.
Sporadically.
Well, you better hurry up before we get another order. Of
no,
30
I'm gonna
in
cancel
or something.
It. Shut up. So that one turned out really well, and we kept everything in little individual containers for to have leftovers, and that held up well.
Yep,
it was good when we had leftovers.
Yep. And so after the podcast last week, we went to Moe's Southwestern Grill, which is a competitor for Chipotle or Qdoba, and we had been there before, and for some odd reason we. You know, I kind of gave Renee three places I want to go to, and we decided to go to Moe's. Even though the last time we went, it wasn't as great, you know, and it was like our second time going. So it's kind of like third time, you're out. So we went to Moe's, and we pulled up, and there were a crap ton of people there. And we were like, we noticed.
We were like, whoa.
I was like, what is going on? Is there like, you know, a track meet and everybody's eating at Moe's after the track meet or something? And we walk in and apparently on Mondays is, $5 entrees. So you basically, you get a burrito, chips and another, you know, queso or guac or whatever with your meal and a drink for $5. And we was like, wow, this is amazing. So, I got the pork main burrito that comes with everything, and added guacamole. So that and it was very good.
It was good. Moe's was great.
And you got the steak burrito also, right?
Yes, and, right. I loved it.
And it was great.
I'm gonna get it again.
And so actually, we're going to Moe's today after the show. So.
Yes, it's not very healthy, but I want Moe's. So right. Screw you.
Right. So. But we've been doing pretty good as far as kind of changing some of our eating habits, though, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, we noticed on Friday, I picked up an 8-pack of Slim Fast to try it out to see, you know, because I'm on call. So sometimes on call, I get kind of crazy with always getting like, you know, I get, you know, Pizza Hut or Chinese or something like that for lunch instead. You know, mm-hmm. Today I had a can of green beans. I made tuna and I had a Slim Fast as well.
That's good.
So, you know, it's kind of a change a little bit. Just trying to do something, you know, healthy for both of us to try.
Trying to do a little healthier. It's tough. Like, I posted something on Twitter that says life is a constant struggle with how good food tastes and how and like trying not to get fat.
So, right. And that's true. It's horrible.
It's a big struggle. But
you know, I wish they can make food that's healthy for you,
tastes amazing. It tastes as good as fatty stuff.
And inexpensive. Not crazy.
But that's like in a dream.
Yep. So with that, let's move on to the little some odds and ends, you say? Valentine's. So last week we got the soul man. I'm a soul man. Okay, maybe I shouldn't be doing that. Anyway, we got our end table, and I guess I'm kind of giving you the story real quick. We got our end table, and then we ended up.
We had to put it together.
Had to put it together.
Which is dumb.
We had to go get some coasters because we had end table now for the other people that sat on the other side of the room. And while we were there, you got a vase. And I picked up two pillows because we were talking about needing new pillows. And so we got king size pillows that were Calvin Klein at Home Goods and everything. And basically, when we were walking out of the store, we walk in and, we walk to the car and we're like, you know what? These aren't going to fit. Our pillowcases aren't going to fit these.
They won't. Cause yeah.
And so we have Modal sheets. We talked about it previously on the show, how awesome they are. And I just couldn't make myself get some cotton pillowcase.
We're spoiled. We have to admit, we are spoiled.
Right. So we drive to Bed Bath & Beyond, and a normal queen sheet set is around $80 for Modal. So I'm like, okay, we can go get two king size pillowcases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're only going to be like $20 because they're just two pillowcases, right?
Right.
Because that's not the whole sheet for the bed. We get there. Those king size pillowcases were $34.99.
That was ridiculous. Jay was like, what?
And the funny part was, I was like, okay, so it's two pillowcases. But at first, you thought it was just one pillowcase.
Mm-hmm. I did. I was like, okay, moving on.
We got to figure out something. We got to figure something out, you know. And so we ended up getting them and a couple more things. I did get some beer mugs that I can drink my beer out of. That is freaking awesome. And I don't know why my beer just tastes better that night.
It was all in your mind. You realized
I'm
that,
pretty
right?
sure it was all in my mind, but you know, it goes down great, you know. And then also had a little discussion over Twitter, which is probably one of the worst places to ask. And text is always hard to decipher sometimes. And I got called a troll. Because I felt like I was asking a hard question and they probably felt like I was trolling them because I was asking a hard question because frankly, I was looking for an answer, you know, and I wasn't trying to troll or anything like that. And I realized that I do ask hard questions and I can be direct, but if I'm trolling you, it's going to be pretty much me poking fun at you or mm-hmm. having fun with you. I won't troll you unless you really done something to tick me off, but I don't troll to really get up under people's skin to troll.
That's not something you really do.
Right. So most of the time I just, you know, trolling in my mind is jesting with you or kind of ribbing you and poking, you know, poking around and having fun with you. And I usually, if I do it, I do it to those that I do know, you know, and that know me, because I know trolling on the internet can be, you know, a horrible thing.
Yeah, I think so.
So, definitely. And then we want to send on a more serious note, our thoughts to Brandon, and Karen Matthews, old man Franks and old lady Franks. Our thoughts and prayers are out to you all.
Definitely.
For, the loss that that's happened. So.
And we're definitely thinking of you guys and sending lots of thoughts and good vibes out to you guys. So. Yeah.
We have the address?
No.
Oh, that's odd. But anyway, with that, and guess what? We have a
podcast of the week.
All right. So we have a podcast of the week. The guy that made our intro for Odds and Ends, Mr. Johnny Feisty himself, has started a podcast called TV Copilot. You can find it at www.tvcopilot.com. And the premises is, I'm going to read the description here. Welcome to TV Copilot, the comedy podcast where I take you on a trip through the ins, outs, ups, and betweens of televised shows for visual media. If it's on, it is on TV Copilot. So he is two episodes in, and I want to recommend to you all that you should give it a listen. A great quality, great, you know, show. And his shows aren't long. His shows are running roughly around 10 to 15 minutes, and they're done well. So, we recommend it, and I want to say hi to Johnny and them, and we'll see you on Friday, hopefully. Well, yep. I guess I wasn't supposed to say that.
Why?
I always mess up. I don't know.
Why are we not supposed to say that?
I don't know. But anyway, but I just want to take a minute and just so that we all can just tell you all how you can
contact us, damn it.
You can contact us. You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
Yep. And yeah, you can call us. You know that? Did you know they can pick up a phone and call us?
Yeah, they can call us by reaching.
And
The phone number is 415-75-VCAST.
Yeah, I had the phone number right here.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to drag it on.
Oh, okay. Oh, and do you want to keep talking to me?
And then, like, that phone number again is 415-758-2278. And if you want to watch our smiling faces and Renee yawn, if you want to bet to see how long it takes her before she yawns in the show,
it won't be long.
You can go to, don't tell them that, you're spoiling it. You can go to youtube.com/valentinecast. If you'd like to talk to me on Twitter, you can reach me at The Cowboy. That's thecaoboy. And if you want to reach Renee's Twitter feed, you can go to The Ice Flow. That's ICEFLOW. Don't go to Renee Valentine on Twitter. That's not her. She's a black lady and all. That's not Renee.
Not me.
Her eyes, Renee's eyes are closer than hers. And my Renee doesn't smoke. So I'm happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
And the music that we're going out to is Pretty Lights, If I Give You My Love. We haven't listened to this in a while. And I just want to thank them for allowing us to use their music on our show. And you can see them at prettylightsmusic.com. Yeah, we won't be here for a couple of weeks. And we're going to miss you all. But
yep. We're going to be having fun. But we'll be back when we have tons to talk about.
Yeah, so just follow us on Twitter. Again, that's The Cowboy and The Ice Flow. And hey, you can also follow Valentine Cast. Maybe we'll get an umption and tweet from there. So, I don't think I have anything else.
No, we're good.
You want to say anything?
Be safe and don't shave with a dull razor.
For me, may your toilet paper roll always be full.
That's a good one.
All right. Have a great week, guys. Bye, and we'll everybody. See you soon. I do want to say, for the one that person that did watch, thanks for watching us during the live show.
Well, thanks. Who watched us?
I don't know. I tried to say hi to him a couple of times, but didn't say hi back. But anyway, again, if you want to watch us live, twitch.tv/ValentineCast, or you can just put justin.tv/ValentineCast. Goes to the same place. No clip this time.
Boop.